Evening, everybody.
Norman?
What's new, Norm?
Most of my wife.
Oh, I thought you'd gone up to Maine for the holidays with Vera.
Yeah, I am, Coach.
So what happened?
Nothing. Vera drove up last night, and I had to stick around for an interview today, so I didn't drive up tonight. She left me the directions here. She'd have no trouble finding a place.
Getting away, eh, Norman?
Yeah. Yeah, we got, just the two of us. Big trees up there, you know. Got a frozen lake, one radio station.
It sounds very romantic, Norman.
Yeah. Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Where can a guy go for a good time around here?
Enjoy. No, wait, pal, please. I can't. I can't do that to the Navy.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. You wanna go where people know people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your
gum, I can get you a fresh stick.
Actually, I was looking for bugs.
Try the blonde girl's hair. Say, you're from England, huh?
How'd you guess?
Well, because you sound smart even when you say stupid things.
I hope you won't think me presumptuous, but dark, exotic women like you bring a fever to my blood.
Wow. Class C. My name is Carla. What can I get you?
How do you do, Carla?
Oh.
My name's Eric Finch. Gin and bitters will do. No, you have an interesting profile. Neapolitan, right?
That's right. My grandfather was from Naples.
We have an interesting saying in my business. Giving your heart to a Neapolitan girl is like forgetting to burn your code book. Oops. Blast. Now I've bloody well done it.
You're not a spy or anything.
Shh. Quiet, please. Please don't say anything more. You might put my life in jeopardy. You see that man there?
Yeah.
He might be the secret agent from some foreign country's intelligence.
I'd hate to live there.
Hey, all right. All right, here's a little-known fact. Your smartest animal?
Yeah?
It's the pig.
Hey, they look pretty stupid.
No, I'm telling you, your average oinker.
Yeah?
Yeah. Scientists say if a pig had thumbs in a language, he could be trained to do simple manual labor.
You mean they'd be part of the workforce?
Yeah. They give you 20, 30 years of loyal service. Then at the retirement dinner, you could eat them.
Nah, for me, the smartest animal is a pigeon.
Huh?
1,000 cars on the turnpike, they find mine.
I'd have to give my vote to the ants.
Ann, how do you figure that?
Well, you ever see those farms they build?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they build those things without plans. To ants, for all you do, this one's for you.
Hey, Coach, who do you say is the smartest animal?
Well, I gotta say Francis the Talking Mule.
No, Coach, I don't think you're catching on here. It was a real guy talking for that mule.
Well, it wasn't so much that he could talk, it was what he said, right, Coach?
Yeah, that's right, and it's a lot better than that drivel that Mr. Red was giving us.
Good point.
Hey, Sam, a gin and bitters. Hey, everybody, come here. Don't anybody look suddenly, but there's a guy sitting over there who's a secret agent.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Oh, thanks for being so cool.
You mean like a spy or something?
You mean like James Bond?
Hey, nah, I'm Jack Klein, a stakeout time.
What makes you think that?
Well, he kind of opened up to me. I was sitting there talking to him, and he said he thinks I'm sexy.
They're trained to lie.
You know, Diane, he just got back from Anchor, and he says that I'm cuter than any of the Bulgarian girls he saw there.
Well, I'm not surprised. Anchor is in Turkey.
Oh, great. I really wanted to know that. Another fascinating fact from the answer geek.
What's the matter with her?
Why are you always doing that? You're always correcting people.
No, I'm not.
Oh, I stand corrected.
Oh, come on. That doesn't count.
I'm wrong again, Coach.
All I said was, it doesn't sound like he knows what he's talking about. Who in the world would make the mistake of thinking that Ankara is in Bulgaria?
Well, Francis wouldn't.
If you're a spy, then how come you're sitting with your back to the door?
Because I can see the door reflected in your beautiful eyes.
That old line.
Your eyes remind me of an etching that I once bought in Norway. Hmm. I paid 200 guilders for it.
Currency in Norway is the krona.
Oh, Diane.
If you have a license to kill, can I use it a second?
She's right.
She is?
Of course. That's how we broke down Norway's economic system, by infiltrating the government with foreign currency.
Is that right?
Oh, Diane.
In that way, we undermine the people's confidence in their totalitarian regime.
Ha-ha. Norway doesn't have a totalitarian regime. Ha-ha.
Hey, get it over here!
Pardonnez-moi. Leave my employer craves a word. You bellowed?
Yeah, I did. What are you trying to do?
I don't believe that guy's a spy for one minute. But I think he's lying.
What? A customer in a bar is telling tall tales just to impress a cocktail waitress? Oh. Call 60 Minutes.
All right. When you put it that way, thing is...
Look, listen. Why do you suppose people come to bars in the first place, huh?
Oh, let me take a wild stab at that one. Perchance to drink?
Wrong. And they could do that at home. They come here to shoot off their mouths and to get away with it. Listen, in this bar, everybody gets to be a hero. Now, what's the harm?
Sam, any kind of lie is eventually destructive. I was raised and educated to prize truth above all else. This, from a woman wearing rubber eyelashes and a padded bra. Oh, that's a lie.
I'm going to need some proof. Look, all I'm saying is if this guy wants to be a spy, humor him, indulge him a little bit.
Sam.
Oh, come on, what's the big deal?
Okay, he's a spy.
There you go. excuse me. Carla here, she inadvertently blew your cover before,
Boy!
So, I understand you're in a spy game, eh?
Yes, sir, what's it like to be a spy?
We swear, not a word you say will ever go beyond this room, right?
We never go beyond this room.
Can I really trust you, chaps?
Oh, yes, sure. Trust us. Hey, everybody swear.
Yeah, we swear. Yeah.
Cross
right.
My hat.
Right, no. What you've got to understand is that we're not all like what we're portrayed in the cinema. No, we don't think of ourselves as heroes. We're just out there doing a job, putting our lives on the line for democracy.
Yeah, tell us about your most hair-raising mission, huh?
Yeah, yeah. You ever get betrayed in a sack by a Russian babe?
Let me tell you something about Russian women. The cold weather makes them very passionate.
Make one a mucket, here I come.
You ask me about my most exciting adventure? I think of Romania, 1973. Yes, I was captured by the dreaded RPB.
Ooh, the Ribbler.
They're every bit as fiendish as you've heard. They even use the infamous Twister on me, the devils.
Oh, wait, what's the Twister?
It's a ride at Coney Island.
Those animals.
Hey, Diane, why don't you just shut up, huh?
Carla, he's been lying to you. Okay.
No, he hasn't. But you are not a history expert. You majored in poetry. Tell me I haven't been lying, Eric. Hey, tell me you haven't been lying, Eric.
She's absolutely right.
You've been lying the whole time?
The whole time.
Let me get this straight here, Rick. Cold weather does not make women passionate. I'll see Vera in the spring. What the hell?
Why did you lie to us?
Because my life is very unexciting and it's very dull. I've been a failure at everything I've ever tried to do. But, you know, sometimes, late at night, in a friendly bar, I sometimes can make someone believe that I'm interesting. But you're much too smart for me. You don't need any illusions. Good night, miss.
Before you say anything, I would just like you to know that I could not feel any worse than I do at this very moment.
I'm so sorry. I forgot the tip. Merry Christmas.
Wrong again. Failed. I blew it. I quit. I don't belong in a place like this, and there's no point in arguing about
Who's
it.
Who's arguing?
I'm opinionated. I'm stubborn. I am smug.
A little louder. They can't hear you in the back room.
I wouldn't have believed it, but I am a total washout as a cocktail waitress. I don't belong here.
Stay in touch, kid.
Diane, please. Listen. I don't know exactly what's going on here, but it looks like you booted the grounder, right?
Right.
All right. You know what I used to say to one of my ball players when he made a mental error?
What?
Nothing. That's why I got fired.
Right, come back. Wait, come back here. Come back here. Look, you made a mistake, that's all. Now make up for it. Go find the poor guy. Bring him back here and apologize.
Well, that's a wonderful idea, but I wouldn't know where to begin to look for him.
Well, I think your British embassy could probably help you there. Yeah, I've got a pretty good ear for dialects. And my instincts tell me, well, I mean.
His name is Eric Finch. All right, I'll do it. this city. I'll look everywhere. Every hotel, every restaurant, every cheap dive. I'm going to find this man or die trying. Excuse me. Look who's back.
I just came back to try and explain to you why I did what I did.
No.
Mr. Finch, come on, will you? Everybody in the bar exaggerates a little.
Sure. For example, I'm not really this good looking.
Come on, everybody in bars tells stories. You just got a little carried away there, that's all.
That's right.
I'm afraid I'm the victim of a sort of overactive imagination. You see, when you spend 12 hours a day in a room alone writing, you sometimes you just lose touch with reality. So I'm awfully sorry, and I beg your pardon, and good night.
No, you write?
Yes, mostly verse. Farewell.
Oh, wait, you write poetry? I'd love to hear some. We all would. Huh?
Oh, yes, yeah. You know, it's not often we have a guy in here who can write poetry.
We got a guy in the men's room, Sam, who writes some terrific stuff.
Gin and bitters, right?
Yes, thank you very much.
Are you published?
Oh, no. I don't even send my stuff in. I'm not really very good.
Oh, be silly. You let me be the judge of that. I majored in poetry.
I thought you majored in philosophy.
No, it was psychology, but that was, before literature and after French.
No. That was after art history.
And before anthropology, yeah?
Oh, no. We're forgetting Indian studies here. And Manchurian folk dancing?
At any rate, I would love to see some of your work.
Well, I just don't have anything with me at the moment, except it's all in here and here.
I must hear one.
Really?
Yes.
All right, well, I'll try something. Let's see, how did that go? She I love, alas, in vain, floats before my slumbering eyes. And when she comes, she lulls my pain. And when she goes, what pangs arise?
My God, that's lovely.
I kind of liked it. What do you think, Sir Nam?
Well, I think it'll look great up on the tiles.
Mr. Finch, I am awestruck.
Me too. Great.
Please, tell us more.
Oh, well, maybe not so soon after the first one. Give us a little chance to rub down the goosebumps.
This is a night I will never forget. It so happens that I am on speaking terms with one of the poetry editors at the Atlantic Monthly.
Really?
Yes, he spoke at my college once. I'm going to call him and tell him about you.
Wait. Hey, aren't you getting a little carried away here?
May I have the phone? Yes, and loving it.
Humoring the guy is one thing. I mean, he can have all the fantasies he wants in my bar, but don't you think you're going a little too far to make him feel good?
Sam, the poem that he wrote is excellent. Scratch a liar, find a poet.
No. So we memorize one. What's that prove?
Sam, we are now in my area of expertise. When we want to talk about poetry, we come to me. When we want to talk about jock itch, we come to you.
I see.
Yes, may I speak to him, please? This is Diane Chambers. He's chatting with John Updike. Well, interrupt. No, I'm not kidding. I have something that is going to make John Updike seem like pretty small pomme de terre.
Diane, I wouldn't do this if I were you.
Yes, I'll wait. Would you leave me alone, please? Mr. Finch, he really should hear this directly from you. Will you come over, please? What is your best work?
Well, there's a little something that I dashed off this morning. I'm sort of proud of.
Yes, hello. My name is Diane Chambers. Yes, I know you're very busy, but I have a wonderful surprise for you. Please, will you just listen for a moment?
Uh-oh. First alert, Flippy. Strap yourself in, pal.
Uh-oh. Dive. Ooh-ya.
Makes Excuse me, we are about to make literary history here.
Hello? My heart is like a singing bird whose nest is in the watered shoot.
Now that's a poet.
Thank you. My heart is like an apple tree whose bough is bent with thick-set fruit.
My heart
is like a rainbow shell
that paddles in the halcyon sea. My heart is gladder than all these things because my love has come to me. The nuns taught us that in school. I get tears just remembering.
No fooling, tears?
Yeah, they used to whack us with their beads.
Yes, Rossetti, you're right. Thank you for settling that bet. Wonderful. Now, to whom could I speak about a subscription? I don't believe this guy. I mean, you cannot believe a word that comes out of his mouth. You know, if you could fix TVs and crack walnuts on your forehead, you could be my ex-husband.
Mr. Finch, or whatever, I don't know what your real story is, and believe me, the last thing I want is for you to tell me. But I want to thank you for entertaining us here tonight. I'm really glad you came.
Thank you very much, Sam. My real name is Thomas Hilliard III.
Well, whatever.
You know, you have a very charming saloon here.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you like it.
Well, and to show you how much I like it, I'd like to buy it. How much is it worth to you, Sam?
This guy's not going to give up. Wait. Let me guess. You are an eccentric millionaire who hangs around bars and tells stories about himself just so he can have fun with the people, right?
Kind of like Howard Hughes, eh, Mr. Hilliard?
Please don't mention that name. He died owing money. Sam?
How much? Well, gee, this is kind of sudden. Let's see, I guess what, 20, 30 people come through the doors every night. $1 million seems fair to me.
You've got it. Well, hey, Sammy, I think you're forgetting the jukebox.
He's right, I'm sorry, $2 million.
I think you're taking advantage of me, Sam.
Oh, hey, look at me, everybody. Scratch a bartender, find a millionaire.
This is not funny anymore. Stop. I was right about him from the start. He was sick man with a very warped sense of humor. He doesn't care who he hurts. I won't take it anymore. He's a pathological liar.
Excuse me, Mr. Hilliard.
Oh, my.
I just wanted to let you know I'm here with the cop.
Thank you, Robert. I'm ready to go.
I'm sorry we couldn't do business, Sam.
$1.5 million, and I'll throw in a blonde waitress.
Those papers you've been waiting for have arrived from Geneva, sir.
Good. I'll sign them on the plane.
Oh, Sam. Will you ever be able to forgive me?
Oh, come on. I never sell this place.
Hey, I got the date. I've never felt so abused. I was wrong every step of the way. I thought he was lying when he was telling the truth. I thought he was telling the truth when he was lying. From now on, I will not believe anything anybody says on any subject.
Oh, come on. You don't mean that. You serious?
You bet I am.
You know, I think I'm falling in love with you.
Really?